point you need to understand is that you are a corporation. Your body is being bought and sold on the New York Stock Exchange every day, and you have no idea in the world how the world really works. So people talk about having to go to court. They talk about how the government does this and the government did that. And people get scared to death because they got to go to court, which you should be scared of court. But why do people go to court? Because you play basketball on a court. You play tennis on a court. Wake up. I've been talking about this stuff for 53 years, but nobody seems to listen to it very much anymore. The reason why you go to court is a game. It's like tennis. And how do you play tennis? You play with a racket. So when you go into a basketball game to play on the court, the whole idea is you have two teams. One team is a team of lawyers and another team of lawyers. And the whole idea in a court, because it's maritime admiralty, international banking law, the whole idea is to put the ball back in the other guy's court. So therefore that one team picks up the ball and they throw it in the over here to you. Now your team picks up and throws the ball back over their court. And then they pick the ball back and throw it back into your court, and you have a judge who's the referee. You always have a referee, even at a baseball game. You've got the referee who makes the decision as to what really happened. I don't care what happened. He decides what happened. Whatever he says happened, that's what happened. Then the next thing you need to understand is that there's a gate, a fence and a gate in the courtroom, and people sit out here, and the judge sits inside. Why is there a fence and a gate? Because the gate represents a water gate, like in the Panama Canal. When the gate opens, the water comes in and raises the ship up. So therefore, when you are called and you put your hand on the gate, you are opening up the flood gate under maritime admiralty law. But happily, Americans have no idea about any of this. But once you understand how this really works, and you begin to see how your body is over 70% water, and you are a maritime admiralty water product, and the way this thing is being played is very, very interesting. The words and the terms and the symbols, and your body is a biological battery. We are a biological electrical unit. Therefore, if you are walking to the court, and they call your name and you open up the water gate, you are now in hot water. And someone's gonna have to bail you out. Once you understand that the bank and money runs the world, so the judge rules from a bench. Look up the word bench. It will tell you the word bench is a bank in Latin. Therefore, the judge rules for the bench or the bank. And the judge sits higher up. When you walk in, you'll see the judge sits up here. He's looking down on you, but you're looking up to the bank, the bench. Look it up in a dictionary. When a ship pulls into a harbor, it's got like $8 million worth of Toyotas on the damn ship. It pulls into a harbor, it's got $800 million worth of business on that ship. And it comes in on water. So we say when the ship comes in, it parks at the dock. The ship comes in on water. $800 million worth of banking just came in on ship. This is why I said banking is maritime admiralty, the law of the sea. So therefore, if you're going to do any business, then you need to get you need to be part of this corporation. And the World Corporation, you are a citizen on board ship. So you have a citizenship, sportsmanship, scholarship, dealerships, courtship. And anytime you order something from a big company, they're going to ship it to you. Where a ship sits, when you go to the harbor, where a ship sits, it's called berth, B-E-R-T-H. The ship is sitting in her berth. Therefore, any items that come off of that ship, she, all ships are she, always. Rocket ship, sailing ship, doesn't matter what kind of ship. If it's a ship, it's she. Under international law, all ships are female. Why? Because she delivers the product. The man manufactures, but the woman delivers the product. So when you have been manufactured and she, your mother, delivers the product, you are a product of two corporations. Maritime Admiralty Law, you, your mother was a corporation, your father's a corporation. Therefore, you are the joint new product of two corporations. Ford Motor Company getting together with Suzuki. That's fine, as long as you get a license, because it's business. And anything that those two companies produce, the one who gave you the license is the boss.